This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is denying statements by Iran that it has arrested 17 people in the past year for spying for the CIA. Meanwhile, he's called Iran the number one state of terror in the world and said the United States is ready for the absolute worst. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Tehran says it captured 17 Iranian nationals recruited by the CIA to spy on Iran's nuclear and military sites and says some of the alleged spies have already been given death sentences. President Trump says Iran's claim has zero truth, and on Fox and Friends.
The Iranian regime has a long history of lying.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a former CIA chief, would not give any specifics about the arrests. An Iranian official says the CIA promised the alleged spies visas or jobs in America and says some have already turned and are now working against the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is continuing his criticism of four Democratic congresswomen of color. The AP's Ed Donahue has that report.
On Twitter, the president called the four who call themselves the Squad a very racist group of troublemakers who are young, inexperienced, and not very smart. At the White House, the president said he doesn't like the way they talk.
When the one mentioned that brown people should speak for brown people and Muslim people should speak for Muslim people.
The president also says the Squad is bad for the country.
They're pulling the Democrats way left. Nobody knows how to handle them. I feel they're easy to handle.
At the NAACP convention in Detroit, one of the four, Rashida Tlaib, says the Squad is more than just four.
And I can tell you, you are all the Squad. Trust me. If you won't support everybody's court justice, you are one of us.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these, this story or any other and the latest news 24 hours a day, please go to visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Weekly anti-government protests in Hong Kong have grown uglier as demonstrators accuse the government of ignoring their demands. Late Sunday, masked assailants wearing white T-shirts savagely beat at least 45 people on the Hong Kong transit system. Witnesses uploaded dozens of videos that showed people bloodied and dazed. One witness complained that police arrived after a half an hour and allegedly left after 15 minutes. Six men were arrested as police searched for the people responsible. Protesters have been demanding that an independent investigation be conducted into the forceful tactics used by the police during previous demonstrations. Riot squads have deployed tear gas, rubber bullets, and beanbag rounds against mostly unarmed protesters. The Democratic Republic of Congo's health minister resigned on Monday after he was dismissed as head of the team tackling a persistent Ebola outbreak. Last week, the World Health Organization declared the outbreak in eastern Congo to be an international health emergency. As of July 20th, 1,643 people have died among nearly 2,500 confirmed cases of Ebola. That's a fatality rate of about 66%. The party of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky won the most votes in Sunday's parliamentary election. That gave the president a mandate to carry out sweeping changes in the country beset by conflict and high-level corruption. The TV celebrity won a landslide victory in the April 21st presidential election and called for snap elections to gain parliamentary support. Thousands of protesters gathered on Puerto Rico's largest highway calling for the resignation of embattled Governor Ricardo Rosselló. Monday's protest marked the 10th consecutive day of demonstrations on the island following the release of hundreds of pages of expletive-laden conversations involving the governor and his allies. Sunday, Rosselló announced he would step down from the leadership of his party and not seek re-election in 2020, but he did not resign. And President Trump met with Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan in the Oval Office on Monday, where they discussed talks aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan. Trump said the Pentagon continues to reduce the number of its troops in Afghanistan, in his words, very slowly and very safely. The Pakistani Prime Minister said there is no military solution for Afghanistan and that the parties in the talks are closer now to an agreement than ever before. Imran Khan has long campaigned against the use of military force to resolve the conflict in Afghanistan. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.